What's going on, folks? Welcome to another episode of the Mike Roach Podcast, brought to you by the one and only OXP Media. And if you don't already do, remember to follow us at OXP.media on Instagram, at Mike Roach 7 on Instagram, Mike underscore Roach underscore on Twitter. People, what's happening? What's happening? Your boy Mike Roach is back in the building. Beautiful November day today. Sun was shining. People outside in t-shirts. Beautiful day out in the T-Dot. If you're in the U.S. listening to this, you got Thanksgiving coming up soon, which is hype. You in the good country of Canada, the only thing we're waiting on right now for the rest of the year is Christmas. How do you guys order your Christmas gifts? Are you one of the people who wait like 3 days before, 2 days before, and you just rush the malls and the stores? That's awful if you do that. No, seriously, if you do that, that's you need to put yourself in timeout if that's what you do. That's bad. You can't be doing that anymore. I go on Amazon. Buy socks, gift certificates, you know, hats, mittens. Send them out to friends, family. Nothing good, just the cheap stuff. We got some wraps on the agenda today. 6-5 after the first 11 games of the season. Listen, I was saying this on Twitter, and I'll say it again. Before the season, if you told me after 11 games that the Raptors were going to be 6-5, currently sitting in eighth place in the Eastern Conference, I would take that. I would actually take that. I'm dead serious here. Before the season, 6-5 after 11 games, over 500, I'm taking it. This is primarily what this podcast is about today. Talking about the Raptors and what they've done through 11 games. Specifically being 6-5 with some stepped up playing performances from OG Anunoby, Gary Trent Jr., big things from Fred VanVleet. Let's read you some numbers because I know some people out here, I'm not a numbers guy, but you guys got to hear your numbers. So let's see what we got here. OG Anunoby, 20.2 points per game, 5.8 rebounds, 2.8 assists, 1.6 steals. We got some damn good defenders on the Raptors. We really do. Shooting 42% from the field, 41.9 to be exact, 36% from three-point range, 84% from the free throw line. I like it. If you didn't hear my last podcast, I talked specifically about OG Anunoby and Gary Trent Jr. and how they've improved. So if you want some in-depth coverage about those two guys, I think I did that when they had played maybe 8 or 9 games. It was a few games ago, but if you want to listen to that, go back to my last podcast, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast, you will find that podcast there. And, you know, Gary Trent Jr., 15.2 points per game, 4 boards, actually. That's impressive. 1 assist per game. Defensively, Gary Trent Jr., 3 boards a game, 1.5 rebounds, almost 3 steals a game. Yo, Gary Trent, I did not know Gary Trent Jr. was capable of playing defense like this. I did not know he was capable of playing defense. Like, you need to drop a goddamn bomb right now. Gary Trent Jr., because he's balling. He is balling. Yo, Gary Trent Jr., this is, okay, so I'm reading some game notes from Raptors.com, and this is before the Brooklyn game. Gary Trent Jr. and Fred VanVleet rank first and second in NBA deflections. That was Gary Trent Jr. with 49 and Fred VanVleet with 42 at that time. That was before the Brooklyn game. All right, so Gary Trent Jr. recorded a career-high 6 steals against the Cavaliers and leads the NBA in steals per game with 3.10. That was right before the game with Brooklyn. That was after the Cleveland Cavaliers games. Fred VanVleet has led the league in deflections per game each of the past two seasons, which I told you guys on the last podcast. Now, aside from those two guys, you have others who are playing well. They're playing decent. Precious Achiuwa is a guy that I'm expecting to improve. Not playing exactly stellar, but there are times where he really does play well. I'm sipping on Mike's secret stuff right there, baby. Hold on, let me get one more of those. That is tasty. All right, Precious Achiuwa. I think this guy has potential. There are some people online, you know, Twitter. Raptors Twitter is insane. They could almost do a damn documentary on Raptors Twitter. That's how crazy it is. But Precious Achiuwa looks a little lost out there at times. Doesn't play well, you know, on a consistent basis. But there are moments. There are moments when he looks really good. And I think if he continues to improve, especially on both ends of the floor, he's going to be a serviceable piece for the Toronto Raptors. You see that dunk that he had in Washington? Did you see that dunk that he had in Washington? Please, please. Listen, Delano Banton. I was the guy who said he'll do most of his time in the G League this year. I look at myself in the mirror in disgust. Seriously. I'm dead serious right now. I can't look at myself in the mirror. Banton is nice. 57% from the field. 5.3 points per game. 2 rebounds. An assist. Almost a steal a game. I love Banton. He's a part of the future for this team. Scotty Barnes. 9 games out of the 11. Not shooting well from 3, but he's shooting over 50% from the field. His 3 will improve when it comes. He doesn't need to rush that right now. He'll get to putting his reps from downtown. He doesn't need to worry about that right now. If he has it, it's just a bonus. All we want to do, honestly, at this point is make sure he ain't Ben Simmons. We need to make sure that he actually takes those shots. Regardless of make or miss, he has to have the confidence at least to be able to take the shot. Has to, because eventually if you're going to make them, you got to have the confidence to take them first, okay? 16.5 points per game with 8.7 rebounds, 2.4 assists, a steal per game. Okay? Scotty Barnes is putting in work. Let me see if I can get that clip from KD. I'm going to try and edit that in later. If I didn't edit in that clip with KD, I was being lazy. I was flat out being lazy. I'll get the clip and I'll try to chop that up and put that in there right about now.
I don't think it's rare. I mean, you got a lot of guys who love to compete and love to win. But what's more rare about Scotty Barnes is his IQ for the game, his length, you know, his enthusiasm for the game. All of that stuff shines bright when you watch him play. And, you know, you could tell he just want to be there for his teammates. He makes winning basketball plays. But I think a lot of young guys in the league had that competitive fire, but he has something a little extra as far as just seeing the game a little slower, you know, and that's rare for a guy. How old is he? 19, 20? I mean, geez, you know, he knows how to play the right way, and he's only going to get better.
Ken Birch is doing his thing as well. I like that Ken Birch comes into the game and doesn't try to do too much. He stays within his role. And when you stay within your role and you're executing on what you're supposed to be doing specifically within the game plan that Nick Nurse has for you, that's a very good thing. That's a very good thing. And we need players like that who don't have to force it. They let it come to them. And that's what Ken Birch is doing. I'm impressed. Chris Boucher is looking really good to me personally. I mean, I'm talking about coming back from an injury. He hasn't looked stellar, but like people are going crazy right now. Oh no, he's messing up out there. He's not making shots. He's not doing that. Listen, it's not just about that. It's not just about that. We're very early on into the season. We need to see Chris Boucher running the floor hard. We need to see him as a paint presence. We need to see him rebounding. We need to see him using his length, being active in the middle of the floor. half-court sets on defense. We need all of that. We need all of that. So I'm not really worried about specifically what's going on with him within 11 games, like some of these nutcases on Twitter. But chill, bro. Just chill. He's still out here doing his thing. He's going to improve. We saw what he's capable of. Chris Boucher can ball. Give him a little bit more time. But overall, he's not playing terrible to me. He's still giving you 5 points a game and three boards. And he's definitely going to get better than what he's doing now. Goran Dragic, I'll just skip by him. Malachi Flynn, we still haven't seen much. We know he's capable. Zvi, I like him. He's nice. He can ball. Shoot the ball. He has confidence, which I love. Almost 8 points a game, 2 rebounds, almost 3 rebounds, 2.9. He can ball. I like that he has confidence. He's not afraid. Those are the two biggest things that I like from him. He's aggressive. I really like that. Okay, now, so Pascal Siakam gets back into the lineup. Should be talking about that, shouldn't I? Maybe I should have started with Pascal. Where are my manners? He was on a minutes restriction. He played 25 minutes in his first game of the season, debut against the Brooklyn Nets. 15 points and 4 rebounds. Added a steal. Pascal Siakam is, he looked pretty good in his first game. I mean, when he gets acclimated, really, again, and he's off that minutes restriction, he's going to put in work. I think he looked solid. I think he looked solid against Brooklyn for his first game back. And I'm really impressed with what I saw from him. Even though we know that he's going to be all-star caliber, we hope, this season. Not sure I was expecting him to do that much in his first game, but he really did look good. So I'm pleased with that. I can't wait to see Utah. I really like Utah Watanabe. Can't wait until he gets back in the lineup. It's promising for the Raptors right now. I can't promise you they'll be over 500 when the season ends. I think they'll probably be around it. And I think they'll be fighting for a playoff spot. But who knows? Who knows? I mean, the team is looking good thus far. They've put up some fights. And there was maybe a game or two they could have won, but they didn't come away with the W. But at the end of the day, that's sports. That's just how it goes. You know what I mean? So overall, it's like I was saying, if you're 6-5, you're over 500 for the Toronto Raptors before the season, after 11 games. If they said to you, you're going to be 6-5, I think most people would have been happy with that. If I said 6-5 or the field, you're taking 6-5 after 11 games. After 11 games. I mean, it's one thing to be 6. People didn't even expect Scottie Barnes to be this good right now. We expected him to be doing probably half of what he's doing right now. Scottie Barnes right now is averaging 16-8. If he was averaging 8-4, people would be happy with that. If he was averaging 8-4 right now in the season after 11 games, people would be happy with that. And he's averaging 16-8. Guys, I'm about to wrap up this podcast. I won't take too much of your time. What shows are you guys watching right now? Guys, gals, hit me up. Let me know in the comments. Send me DMs. What shows are you watching? I gotta know. So I just finished Your Honor with Bryan Cranston. Finished the first season. I did mention that on my last podcast. That show is bloody fantastic. Good stuff. That's good television. That's good television. Y'all are out here talking about Squid Games. I watched Squid Games. Listen, I understand the show is different, but just because a show is different, that doesn't mean that it's necessarily great. I'm not saying Squid Games wasn't good, but it wasn't great. It's nothing compared to Your Honor. I'll say that much right now. Now, it's a completely different show, obviously. Completely different show. But Your Honor really kicks Squid Games' ass. I'm sorry. I didn't think it was that good. if Squid Game season 2, am I gonna watch it? Probably. But only because I need to see what the hell happens. Fine. It was good. Anyway, I like Your Honor better. That's all I'm saying. But please let me know what shows you're watching, because I really need to watch some show. Loki, I heard on Disney, is good. Apparently that's really good. Confirm that for me, please, when you listen to this. I am interested in watching that. Maybe I should start it. Not tonight. I'm watching Insecure season 1. I'm on the season finale of Insecure. That's pretty good thus far. I heard every season is good of that show, which is good to know. But guys, this is your boy Mike Roach. I'm about to wrap this up. Let's see what happens with the Raptors as they go against the Boston Celtics on Wednesday night. But this is your boy Mike Roach. This is OXP Media, and this is a wrap. Mike_Roach_ on Twitter, at MikeRoach7 on IG, OXP.media on IG, and I'll talk to you again soon. Peace.
You've been listening to the Mike Roach Podcast, where storytelling, sports, and keeping it real are the only ways to live by. We hope you've gotten some valuable and practical information from the show. Link up with us on Instagram at oxp.media or at MikeRoach7, where you can view images of the content on this program. We're on Facebook, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for listening. Until next week.